This best ball and best bets edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick 'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. The NFL draft is coming up, and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch to celebrate. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter their free contest.
Hey, this is Jack Golke. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, Second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Oh, what a tradition the Masters was this year, Sean. What a tradition.
I mean, shout out to Scotty, ran away with it.
Boring.
I know. And even got a little bit of a mini sweat if you watch the VEASAN show. Got some Hogarth action courtesy of the caddy daddy himself, CJ Sullivan. I like that play.
Hogarth. I like that name better.
Yeah, Hogarth had a moment there, and then five bogeys in a row. It was, it was the Masters.
They didn't have. There's no way they had those letters for every scoreboard, no. Right? They didn't have enough of the O's with the crosses through them.
I mean, it's like UConn, where what else do you say? He Scheffler just kind of dominated. I mean, coming into the. I think I opened up the Masters episode when talking to Steve going, yeah, it's just probably going to be Scotty. Right. And
I did bring up the like 14 point dog on a Sunday. Mm. And yeah, that wasn't a bit. There's no way they had enough of those letters for the Masters scoreboards. I just come on. There were two. They didn't expect both guys to be up.
No,
there.
No,
they didn't have the A with dot over the top. No way. Did you watch the last round? Be honest.
I was driving back. I went up and visited my in-laws. Got to see my niece perform Fiddler on the Roof. Which I realize there's two forms of time, Ryan. There's an NFL football game that takes 3 hours, and then there's Fiddler on the Roof community theater that also clocks in at 3 hours. I thank God I didn't take an edible, because an edible on community theater Fiddler on the Roof time sleeping. Would have been going so slow.
You're sleeping.
She did a great job. Very good violin player, you know, kid. But also it's just, I mean, it's community theater Fiddler on the Roof. Everyone did a great job, but it's a lot of just
An intermission?
Yeah, there was. Okay. And they had a bar. Shout out to them.
So two 90-minute movies. Okay.
No, it was the first they didn't even break it up halfway. It was 2 hours. 90-minute intermission where I'm going up, I'm catching some of the UFC 300 stuff. I'm muscling, plowing through double Jameson gingers, and then going back. So we were coming back driving, I was trying to time it out, but then I didn't even go out of my way to make sure I saw I was listening a little bit on the radio. Again, you want to be a degen, listening to golf on the radio.
Not a radio sport.
I kind of disagree. Tirico had some, shout out to Tirico. He had a couple good calls, especially the end of Saturday's action when Bryson chipped in there to end his round.
I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying golf works better as like background, not noise, you know, like soundless TV. Also too,
it's like I was checking in and then realizing, all right, it's just Scheffler's going to run away with it. I'll catch the highlights.
I actually, amongst other things, caught the very end. I actually flipped it on as he was sinking the putt to clinch it after watching a couple episodes of Halo, which by the Colt Pick Dundee got me into it. But me and the wife were watching Halo.
Halo.
And the youngest daughter, yeah.
What's the premise of Halo?
It's like the video game, but basically it's a future. It's actually, as Colby put it, surprisingly good.
You know,
surprisingly good.
You know what a show
you would like it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. The show I've been watching, very good. Shogun, if you like.
Oh yeah,
very well written Japanese action. It was awesome. Shout out to Making Bacon, our favorite New Zealand butcher. Hey guys, I love your shit. Get on those mushrooms. It would have been tight. Yeah, I don't know if I could be. I mean, the chemtrail or the trails. Like, if you ever taken mushrooms, the trails you see when people are like moving and dancing, having that with community theater Fiddler on the Roof, I don't know if I could have handled that.
Yeah, you gotta know know your audience also, because I'm sure it wasn't just that you had to watch this play. There was probably other members of family you had to interact with, and that could be a disaster if mushrooms are involved. I'd imagine just me. Again, I can only relate to myself when I've gone too far, and yeah, it's generally me alone somewhere.
That kind of stuff. I like to be out in the woods, in nature, camping, that kind of stuff.
Because nature is great. Nature always has a quiet spot for you to get away into. You might have to walk a little bit.
It's smoking my weed.
Daniel in the chat, of course, saying, "Lord, please help me cover the spread." Yeah. If you don't remember that, that was a song. Someone reached out.
You think we'll get in trouble if we play it?
No, I don't. No. They're dying for all the free promotion they can get. The Cover My Spread song. We were playing so much, it was driving some people crazy. So we dialed it back. We had a heater where we would wrap the show up. We had like a little bit of a run where we would wrap the show up playing the song. And
I mean, it's not loading right now. Otherwise, I'll play it in a little bit.
Maybe we'll play.
We got a long draft to get through. We'll get some music going.
All right, we got a long draft to get to. Before we do that, we got our best bets. Shout out to Game Time, your best bet when it comes to live tickets for action. Let's say you're checking out MLB. Baseball is back. NBA playoffs. We're going to be doing a playoff episodes. Sixers, look out. Look out, Ryan. I said I wouldn't let the Sixers hurt me. I'm ready to be hurt again.
Don't let them get hot.
Don't let them get hot. Again, maybe you're seeing the Sixers, the play-in games, which shout out to the NBA. Plenty of reasons to make fun of the NBA, but the play-in format is great because like the added value to these lower seeds, it used to just be 1-8 seed, seven game series, one would just cruise in four games. But now there's at least like the play-in tournament. I am a fan of always like a win and get in type of scenario. And again, you win and you get in when you go to gametime.co, use the promo code SGPN, get you $20 off. They got zone deals, flash deals, last minute deals. You can save up to 60% off and you're buying last minute. They're rewarding you for procrastinating, very easy. And the seat view, you get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. The lowest price guarantee, of course. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if you can find a cheaper ticket, same section, same row for less. You can't. Don't even bother. GameTime.co, promo code SGPN. Kramer?
All right, I made a note. Well, in the draft, I'll not only will we play the song, but I'll give you the origin story as to why that randomly showed up on my feed Saturday morning.
Best bets
for tomorrow.
Well, it's tough because NBA's off, which is usually my wheelhouse for non NFL, non college. Yeah. Basically, NFL's or NBA's my last little bastion there where I can talk. Shop here. I had to dig deep, giving you some best bets in the MLB. Ryan, I got a little formula for baseball.
Okay.
Two baseball games a day. Both positive odds. All you got to do, one and one, you're walking away with money in your pocket. Very easy formula. Today's two team, both plus money. You got the Cincinnati Reds plus 124 at the Seattle Mariners. Reds, the best road team in MLB. 5-1 straight up on the road. Mariners have been a little disappointing, but again, Reds coming in.
It's a long season, Sean. Remember, you gotta think 10 games. It's like one NFL game.
Yes.
That's how you just, everything so just translates.
These are all halftime, first half.
These are like
of the first NFL game. Angels at the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm fading the Angels. They suck. Minus Mike Trout. Rays. Now, Eflin is pitching, who isn't good, but you're getting plus 135 on the Rays, laying -1.5 on the run line. Angels 1-5 on the run line. Fade shitty teams. Give me the Reds on the money line +124 and give me the Rays. The Reds Rays a combo here. One of these teams wins and or covers in the case of the Rays, and you're walking away with money tomorrow.
One of these days, the best bet segment is going to feature a Nerfy from Jared.
Oh, look
at
that.
But he keeps turning me down. I send him the rock hard text every night. And he's like, oh, maybe tomorrow morning. I'm like, come on, man. All right. Shout out to the Premier League Gambling Podcast. Chelsea, Everton, little noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East Coast. Both teams to score, no draw, +110. That purely harvested from our boys across the pond. And then Sean, back in the day when I used to bet a lot of baseball, I had one of the trends I loved. I used to call it the AJ Burnett trend. What is this trend? Well, yeah, you fade overrated pitchers on the road. And funny enough, Padres pitcher, Joe Musgrove was on the bump, Sean, when we were down in San Diego last week.
Yeah.
Fits the mold because he misses the bats and he also misses the strike zone. His ERA, his FIP, they're all through the roof. And yet he's laying it on the road here. You can get the Brewers +115. So that's basically the trend. You fade these pitchers. You're betting a lot of short dogs at home. Other nugget that producer Josh left me with. Well, the Padres were playing late, leaving town. This is not the kind of game they're going to give a shit about. So we're taking the Brewers +115, Chelsea, Everton, both teams to score, no draw, +110. Let's go.
So wait, both teams to score no draw.
Why are you making that puzzled
face? Why
both teams to score -185, both teams to score, no draw, +110.
That's just
both these teams have been involved in a game in games with a lot of goals.
It's fine because we're not going to watch the game, but it's just such a tough thing.
What else is on at noon tomorrow?
It's such a tough thing to root for where you got to get both teams to score. And then I guess you're just rooting for another team.
It's a great thing to root for.
Yeah.
And the total is 3.5. So I thought about going just over, but you need that extra goal then. So 2-1, that's what we're looking for.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for asking though. Sean showing a lot of interest in soccer lately. By the way, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but shout out to Neymar for
who's he?
He was the guy that was on social media playing poker on his phone while at his daughter's 6-month birthday party.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What's your ruling on this?
This is totally fraud. This, I know people should be like, oh look, he's a degen. He's like us. This is the you want to talk about the phoniest phony of all time. Neymar's trying to be down to earth. Hey, look at me. First off, no one has a 6-month old birthday party. And if you are
Whoa.
What?
I think there's a lot of cultures that would disagree.
6-month old birthday party?
There's like 100 day celebrations. So in then, some cultures.
But then you have someone, hey, film me while I'm playing poker at my. It reeked like a setup.
Here's what I would say: the juice is not worth the squeeze. That there's no way that ended well for him. No way that ended well for him, because it probably got back to her, and she probably didn't care, but someone else cared. One of her crazy friends probably cared. I don't know.
The 6-month-old's not going to remember it. Who cares?
Well, to your point, now that you're bringing it up, now I'm wondering if it was some sort of plan to make me think Neymar's cool.
Yes, of course. And now we're going to see.
He's pretty cool before.
One month from now, hey, Neymar is sponsored by Party Poker. Come on.
He's probably a really bad poker player. He'll get some like.
He can't be a sharp poker player if he's like hitting buttons while pretending to be involved.
What do you mean? He's folding.
Also, poker is like the plus EV guys type thing. It's not the degens.
What I saw was I've been in this boat. I'm sitting doing something with the family and also drafting. So every once in a while, it's just like, all right, hold on a second, got to make a quick decision. Boink.
Yeah. It's poor form if you're on if you're playing poker. And then I gotta like wait for you to ante or whatever.
Those timers are pretty aggressive. I would say, yeah. I mean, it's a valid point, but I'm sure he's not. You know, he seemed like he was pretty quick to react. He seemed more focused on the phone than the kid. If it's in fairness,
Yeah, come on. This is a setup, Ryan. For someone who is very conspiracy minded, I'm surprised you fell for this one.
You don't have to tell. I mean, I'm staring down the barrel of a quote Sweet 16, which apparently is super important. So you want to talk about things that don't make sense but somehow carry a lot of weight?
A daughter's 16 year old birthday party. Sure. Okay. Yes. I understand that.
Sean, all right, we gotta talk about this.
Sure,
right? Let's get the draft started first because this might take a while.
All right, we're gonna do one of these best ball drafts. Great way to get you ready for football, of course. Underdogfantasy.com promo code SGPN. If you haven't signed up, what are you waiting for? Good times as always on the Underdog. The pick'em is so fun. You got MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA. You can win 100x, and of course, these drafts are just so fun. The one we're doing, the big board, they got 2 million in prizes, $10 entry. So if you haven't signed up with Underdog before, you sign up, use the promo code SGPN, 100% deposit match up to $100. You get 10 free shots at a tournament with 2 million in prizes.
I did, cause it was not because I'm sharp. I did accidentally win money on Underdog with one of those golf drafts.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I also made a DraftKings lineup where six guys made the cut and I finished in like the bottom 20%.
Oh wait, real quick. What is your
almost impossible?
I'm sure you probably ended up beating me because I only had five guys make it through.
No way I beat you. Let me I'm pulling it up now.
All right. Pull up your Masters DFS lineup real quick. You probably beat me. How could you have not beat me? Five guys go through.
I'm telling you, I put out one of the worst possible. How do you have so many guys make the cut? Six guys make the cut. That's a dream. And I finished in 273,000th place. I put up. Where's the number of points? 314.
Yeah, you beat me.
Okay.
Nice. I only have 278.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a comeback. And you know what? It was probably all Xander. Shout out to Xander.
Brooks Koepka sucks.
I'm sorry.
Big loser. Energy.
Looks like I won.
Congrats, Ryan.
I'm a winner. All right. Getting back to it. Yeah. So I did one of the, again, the drafts maybe a little easier than the old DF. All right. So ready when you are, Sean. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to enter, make sure everything looks good. All right. We got a whole brand new room to fill up, Sean.
Ooh, okay. Perfect time. Everyone. Grab a cocktail, hop on in, get the Underdog best ball draft. Daniel in the chat saying, can you imagine getting an invite through Facebook for a 6 month old celebration? Now I'm good. Yeah, of course. That's stupid.
Well, you're not going to get it. Your wife's going to get it. First of all, are you not familiar with how these things work?
Yes.
Guess what? We're going to a birthday party. Really?
So no one celebrates.
We're about to talk about this, but it's like, Sean, how many houses in LA do you think you could rent that would sleep 15 to 20 people on the walking distance to the beach?
Oh, that's like an Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a number, like a decent amount. Why?
That was the starting point of the Sweet 16.
Really?
Yeah. Multiple adults, other family adult. In what fucking universe?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's going to cost you like 15, 20.
Oh no. I was saying it's just a horrible idea.
Oh, to rent a house,
To have that many, high school age girls in a house that I'm going to have to be in at the same time with other stranger adults. Come on.
Stranger danger. Right.
You want to talk about things that don't sound fun to me. Anyway, so I get a DM on I get a DM on Friday. I don't see it till Saturday morning when I wake up. It says, "Hey bud, do you have the link to the Cover the Spread song? I can't find it anywhere." Shout out to Daniel and Enderlin for. Then I'm like, you know what? I know I have this because it's on Spotify.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. And it's actually you have to search for it by the point spread song. That's the best way to find it.
Oh, here we go. Forgot about this. Yes. Yes.
Oh Lord, please help me cover the spread. I bet my last time and I'm waiting with dread.
It does slap.
Oh Lord, please help me cover the spread. I bet the money line on my parlay.
It's so close. It's so close.
First down. My team's trying to go downtown.
Oh, that's a good line. Like,
what is that? Please help me. Oh, you know that. I really want the Eagles to go downtown.
What? This one. My bookie's chasing me around the block's a tough line, too. Is this about Ipe?
Hey, can I get a little credit bump? I'm good for it. I know, Ipe. You're good for it. Please help me cover
the spread. The time is running down. Let's make a waiting for two people still, huh?
Yeah, hop in this underdog draft.
YouTube has not taken us down yet. Nice. All right, we're full. Let's go ahead and give me a touchdown. Oh, Lord, please help me cover the spread. It's fourth down the goal line. So good. They scored a touchdown. I like this part. It's like
the spread. They scored a touchdown and covered the spread. It's like Alanis Morissette, just so passionate.
Yeah, fucking ironic. Let's go. Look at these red shields we got, Sean.
Oh, you're talking about Andrew Robb, TD King 23. He's on the 9 spot. Kramer, you're the 10 spot. I still haven't gotten a shield yet. I'm sitting at the 11.
Well, you got to earn your shield, Sean. We're right next to each other again.
These are picks sitting at the 2 spot.
It's kind of lame. Yeah, I feel like we know a lot of these guys. JD, I feel like we've drafted with I Can Win before. Beezer picks. BSP 2727. We've definitely drafted with. I don't know about Jiggy John or Pog Active. I assume anyone without a shield is listening. That's kind of how I view this scenario.
What do you mean? Andrew has a shield.
No, I know. I'm saying we obviously know some shields out there, but I assume that we're drawing the non-shields into the draft in April 14th. Before, I mean, Sean, the NFL draft is still 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
getting ready. We're drafting.
Christian McCaffrey off the board. T. Higgins. Now it sounds like he's he says he expects to be a Bengal. Tyreek Hill goes. We shout out to David from our lads, had him on one of our draft props. He was saying he thought Ayuka was going to get traded. Brandon Ayuka officially requesting to get traded. CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson go.
Any shockers in the ADP since the last time we've done one of these shots? It's been a couple of weeks.
I still think Breece Hall in the first round doesn't make a ton of sense. Bijan Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So you're taking Bijan over Breece Hall?
Yeah.
Who are you taking in this scenario, though? So, like, if
AJ Brown goes, that's who I would take.
Yeah. You're just jumping ahead right to the. All right. I've been in this spot so many times. All right. Let's do.
Oh, man. I really hate the end of this.
It's a weird. You know what? I'm going to do something different. Let's.
I don't like any of these guys. Puka, yeah, Jameer Gibbs, Garrett Wilson, Kyren Williams.
I'm gonna take Puka.
Puka. Right. You've been the guy who says don't take Puka.
I gotta do something different here. I've taken a ton of Garrett Wilson. I've taken the run. I don't really want to go running back.
I'll take Garrett Wilson just because he's been a dog, even with shitty quarterback play.
That would be how I would probably draw it up. Puka and Garrett Wilson are the two guys that seem to keep falling here. And again, I don't really, the running back situation, I'm completely fine punting on early. So I think the problem is if you're drafting down here, you almost have to take a running back. And I'm seeing a lot of guys go running back over here. Like if Jiggy John's about to take another running back.
Jiggy John goes Jameer Gibbs. And then does he take Kyren Williams? Does he take Saquon Barkley? Marvin Harrison Jr.? What?
To me, I was thinking about my rankings. Kyren Williams is to me, I would rather have him than Jameer Gibbs. I think. I probably Breece Hall too.
Jiggy John goes Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it does. It feels like we're giving a lot of love. Lot of love.
All right, I'll do it. Saquon Barkley with that offensive line. Look out, Ryan.
Yeah, I feel like this happens every year where Devontae Adams like falls down the chart. I'm fine taking Devontae Adams.
He's always good.
Yeah.
I mean, what was his numbers last year? They didn't have a quarterback.
Like, and what's interesting is I understand why people are getting excited about Drake London, but it's hard for me to still want to take Drake London, Brandon Ayuk, even Debo over Davante Adams. And so I come back to this spot where now is Davante Adams, like Davante Adams is probably back end of the first round for me. Like when I took Puka, I was debating Puka, Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams. So I'll probably be in another situation this year where I'm drafting a shit ton of Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, just system plays for me. I'm glad.
What about Jonathan Taylor? I don't know why I'm a little skeptical of him.
I think you're getting good value.
Yeah.
I'd rather take him in the second after taking an elite receiver than Breece Hall or Bijan in the first. Here's what's crazy. If you really boil it down, the Lions having two players in the first round, I'm totally fine with that. The Jets having two players in the first round, that's a little bit harder for me to buy. The Falcons having two players in the top, all right. So look at this team, Sean. He just went Falcon with his first two picks. There's no way that's getting worked out, right? With Kirk
with
Cousins.
A quarterback and a running back. What running back has had an amazing season with Kirk Cousins? And
Dalvin Cook's probably
He's
had a couple years in there.
I guess
same kind of system. I guess
yeah.
That would be the argument. The problem is that
Drake London isn't Justin Jefferson.
That's true. I think the Falcons are a team that people, I listen to a lot of NFL chatter in the off season. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the proximity to Sean McVay and like the friendliness of that offensive system. No one is willing to criticize the Falcons. No one's talking about the fact that Kirk Cousins is coming off a serious injury and he's an old guy. No one's talking about the fact that none of these skill position players that are all going to pop in the same season, none of them have done it at the NFL level. Kyle Pitts has not done it at the NFL level. Anyway, that's my Falcon. I was a Falcons boy. I'm a Falcons stan. I understand. I wanted to be into him.
Drake London in the second round to me is crazy, much crazier than Bijan in the first. Like much.
I think Drake London is a fun guy to circle and be like, he's got a potential big step up year.
Oh, potential.
But you're drafting him you're drafting him around the ceiling.
How would he have I don't know. You're going to say he's the what? You're projecting him to be the sixth best receiver in the league? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of that. Olave, Ayuk, Josh Allen, all off the board. Josh Allen seems like consensus first quarterback.
I think by a mile. I think you have, maybe they don't take a guy. Maybe they're running the ball more. They're two tight ends. Just seems like the likelihood that Josh is doing a lot more.
Oh, Josh Allen forcing it? Yeah, no.
If he's still on the Bills.
Oh, Where is he getting traded in the Giants?
I've seen completely unsubstantiated reports on the internet that he's being shopped to the Giants.
Nico Collins, Debo Samuel, Jalen Waddle, Michael Pittman Jr.
I was doing a draft in the FFPC, got Devonta Smith in the fourth round. This is the range of receiver where I think so when you're on the back half of the first of the draft, I think this is where it pays off though, Sean. This range of the draft is excellent.
Oh, and Devonta Smith just went.
Spoke him into existence.
DK Metcalf goes. Kramer, you're on the clock.
Well, I mean, at this price. I mean, I understand why people want to be anti Travis Kelce. But like, I think we're getting to a point where we're getting a little silly. Rashee Rice, it seems like he's now trending in the probably going to be in a little bit of trouble at least. Yeah, just take him.
I think you'll miss two games.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think there was any serious injuries, but now I did read a report like one of the victims quote like never going to be the same, which is sounds bad news. So, but no one died, so. I don't know. I usually, if it's like a civil thing, which it'll probably end up being, You know, and he'll never drive for a long time. You're going to be okay as far as the NFL suspension goes. Like, I think it's two. Like, if he gets, he's just no way he gets more than four games. All right, so I took Jalen Hurts, Sam Laporta, Tank Dell. Go.
Mm. You were just talking T. Higgins. He's got to be somewhere on your board around here.
Yeah.
You probably should take a receiver.
Cooper Kupp. Mm. I mean, Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's interesting. You're higher than on him than I am, but I love Keenan Allen.
No, but he just catches in full point PPR or half point PPR still. Like, he catches 108 balls. So.
Sorry, I had to talk you out of Cooper Kupp. I have Puka. I needed to pair those two guys.
I fell for it.
You did.
Diabolical, Ryan. Diabolical. Well,
got to keep the emotion off the sleeve.
Yes. And a reminder, keep the emotion off the sleeve and keep yourself in top-notch condition, whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me. We all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being, proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited. Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Best Ball and Best Bets. You know, Ryan, you're what do you describe yourself as, a fantasy football endurance athlete?
I don't describe myself at that. Some people have said.
Okay. Yes. Many have said. Yep. And when you're like Ryan, you're drafting for 24 hours straight, you wear yourself out. That's why you need Unified Healing. It is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by the Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to the center is easy, affordable. Again, make sure you check it out. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYD healing.com/SGPN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. All right, Kramer, tell people what is your team right now?
Puka, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce. Sounds nice.
I feel like I've cornered the market on Eagles rushing touchdowns. I got nice. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and then Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen. So now I could get I could get Aaron Rodgers late as a second quarterback.
Yeah, so I was sitting around thinking about more ways.
CJ Stroud different. Just goes here in the fifth round. I mean, I like CJ Stroud to have a good year, but I don't know, with no rushing upside, like Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, first three quarterbacks that go, and then CJ Stroud.
I'm with you. It's too high.
I think this is where CJ Stroud, the actual football player, is being confused with CJ Stroud, the fantasy football player. Yeah. I mean, I would, big especially time. In best ball, wouldn't big you much time. Rather have Anthony Richardson?
I like CJ Stroud. I think it's hard to want.
I like CJ Stroud to win games, but fantasy football, and especially if you're playing for upside, Anthony Richardson, much higher ceiling fantasy wise than CJ Stroud in my mind.
Yeah, no. And I think this is where I was kind of hoping Mahomes would get back to me to pair with Kelce. That would have been a interesting one. But even just CJ Stroud before Mahomes, we'll see. I think CJ Stroud, that what he has in his side, and I know you can't really measure this and expect it to continue, but he does have high ceilings. His ceiling games tend to be massive.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just like, he doesn't run.
I understand that. I'm completely with you. I definitely don't like him. I mean, I'm generally a give me the last mobile guy on the board kind of guy. And I'll probably be like that this year too. And I'm just not going to be taking him. Why is Rashad White falling down?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
I need a running back. It's too early though. I got to keep piling receivers. Jaden Reed. I've watched a couple highlights, workout highlights. I've read a couple things. I'm all in on this guy in the fifth, sixth round right now. I'm going to load up on some Jaden Reed stock this year. What likelihood he's the highest scoring pass catcher on that team, Sean? Where would you put those odds? Jaden Reed, you got the tight ends, Kraft and Musgrave. You got
Romeo Dobbs.
Watson, Dobbs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, you
Reed is it, but Reed, they use so that he was targeted so much in the red zone. He's clearly got that extra twitch. Did you go AR 15?
Yep.
Look at you. Pew, pew, pew.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to, I mean, I have a lot of builds. I have Jalen Hurts and Anthony Richardson as my two main quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel pretty good about it.
Can someone in the chat tell me what's wrong with Rashad White? Oh, good. He's gone.
Just got drafted, Ryan. Hope you're happy.
Oh, sorry. Did you want him?
Not particularly.
Yeah, you didn't want him.
I'm gonna take a shot on Calvin Ridley.
Ooh.
And I could always get Will Levis as my third quarterback, maybe.
What do I do here?
So I got Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson, Saquon, Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley.
I mean, I guess I'm not 100% sure, but the Seahawks are probably going to run the ball still, right?
I have no
idea.
They
brought in McDaniel from the Harbaugh tree. I just picked up Kenneth Walker.
All right.
First running back, they could be a run first team. I mean, they have the receivers, but they're still going to run the rock. I think from a schematics, like their offense is still going to feature running the ball. Talking my way into that pick. I don't think I've selected. I don't think I've drafted him this year. But it's a fairly cheap handcuff with Charbonnet. Not super hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's, again, the counter is it's kind of a bit of unknown, like new coaching staff. They're probably not attached to either guy, but
we're Kenneth Walker. Round.
No, I'm saying, you know, Kenneth Walker's a dog. I mean, what else? I also think it's a fade of Geno Smith, which I'm totally fine of. I mean, if you're taking over that offense, you're like, are you looking at that offense going, man, what are we going to do to get Geno Smith throwing the ball more?
Yeah, no, it's also a range where I like the running backs. I mean, I was talking about White. Mixon was the next guy I would have taken. Certainly Mixon fits the mold of like look what that team has done, Sean. I can win. He's drafted running backs out of good offenses. James Cook, Isaiah Pacheco, Joe Mixon. Good strategy. I don't hate it. I don't hate that team. Maybe my favorite team that's not mine. Three running backs this early, though, is probably maybe a little bit too much. I will say, doing a lot of these, Sean, this is the running back range. You can get guys that have first round ceilings here. Joe Mixon could end up being one of the top 10 running backs this year. Would you agree? Easily. Joe Mixon stays healthy. He's the top. Aaron Jones stays healthy. No problem. I mean, Sam Darnold's going to be checked down left, right, center.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, Aaron Jones has that chip on his shoulder. James Conner, you love James Conner. These guys could all be the top guy. I mean, who do you like better, Breece Hall in the first or Aaron Jones in the sixth? Come on, Sean. Even you like the value. James Conner in the seventh. What are we doing?
James Conner is pretty reliable. I know everyone always wants to bury him, but
what are we doing? All right. Dak Prescott goes, this guy, second quarterback. He goes CJ Stroud, Kyle Pitts, Dak Prescott. What is this man doing? Bloop bloop 22.
Christian Watson. Oh. Jordan Addison all off the board.
Where are you at on Christian Watson? Completely out on him, right? Yeah. His hamstring, like they're seeing specialists and shit.
Yeah.
His hamstrings are broken.
Ryan, I see JSN is available. You want to win some autographed JSN merch?
Whoa. Yes.
We're partnering up with J Mark Miranda, co-host of the old fashioned football podcast, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. They got an autographed JSN jersey. They got a bunch of autographed gear. Again, free to enter. Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore. I think Frank Gore would honestly be the coolest one for me. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/OFF contest. Get you going there.
I did offer to throw in a signed copy of Darren Waller's rap album. Signed by me, not by Darren Waller.
Kramer, you're on the clock.
Yeah, this is easy. I'm still in the running back mood. Arthur Smith, baby, let's go.
Najee Harris, are you worried about Cordero Patterson's going to get
no,
the goal line?
No, not worried at all. He's the kickoff guy. He's brought in specifically for the new kickoff.
I'm taking Jaylen Warren.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I definitely affected the draft room on that one.
Jiggy John, are we okay with Mike Williams? I think you got to be, right? Just such a fun upside. I mean, if he's healthy, isn't he going to get a ton of looks?
My take on him is that I feel like Aaron Rodgers throwing back shoulder to Mike Williams is exactly what both of those guys was meant to do. I was going to take Kyler. You sons of bitches. Now, see, that ruined my quarterback plan, Sean. I was going to take Kyler here. He's, to me, he's the value this year. He's the last of the mobile guys. So now I definitely got to go three quarterbacks. This changes everything.
Do the Colts draft Brock Bowers, Ryan? Could be a fun stack with Anthony Richardson.
I don't think so. You keep trying to talk about it. I don't think so.
I'm going to draft as Zamir White.
Okay.
Like, doesn't he just have an insane workload path?
I mean, unless they bring someone else in, sure. All right, you know what? Let's mix it up. I'm never going to draft this guy. I have Jaden Reed. I just got snaked. I'm taking Jordan Love. I mean,
guy, you called a fraud personally, right?
Yeah. Okay. But it's structure. You understand that I have a lot of these teams.
Yeah.
I can't fall in love with everyone, but I do want to build with good structure. So having Jaden Reed, occasionally, I'm going to have like 25% Jaden Reed. I can't have only 0% stacked with Jordan Love. So I got to stack them from time to time.
Zamir White, and then who else do they have on their depth chart, Ryan? Alexander Madison.
I was going to say, I knew they signed Alex Madison, which
Amir Abdullah.
I think they like him.
So Britton Brown.
They do seem like they could be drafting a running back, though. There's so many running backs scheduled to go between rounds 3 and 6 this year in the draft.
But the upside here is you're in round 8 getting the guy who's going
to. Oh, no. Don't get my, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think Zamir White's a great pick. I think he's hungry. I think if you go do the homework and watch him talk at the podium this off season, he's looking at reporters as if like, of course I'm the starter, motherfucker. Like, who else is the starter? So I don't mind we'll be overweight on Zamir White. Again, don't you love the running backs in this range? To me, this is.
Yeah.
Round 6 through 9, 6 through 10, you pluck 2 to 3 running backs in this range, depending on what you've done already in the draft, and you're good. There's so many good guys. I don't want to talk guys into existence, but Javonte Williams. I'm not normally a Javonte Williams guy, and I know they're going to operate multiple running backs, but this is best ball, and we're in the 9th round now. Austin Eckler, he's old as shit. But at this point, you don't think he's going to have a 10 catch game with that shit offense run by Kingsbury? Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler having ridiculous PPR games is so predictable this year. And they're both going late as shit. I'm sure you'll draft Zach Ertz later, Sean.
Zach Ertz is a fun draft.
He's already in your queue, I'm sure.
Why would he not be? Austin Eckler did go.
Yeah, that's why I brought him up.
Yeah,
I would.
Curtis Samuel goes. Would you? Khalil Shakir is available. Would you take Curtis Samuel before you take Khalil Shakir?
I unclear. That's an unclear. Especially if you listen to people. So the people that I've listened to that are like cover the Bills, they like Shakir in this. Especially in this new like 12 personnel situation. Like Shakir is going to be out there. Like I think Samuel is going to be a gimmick. Also, Curtis Samuel should not get you excited. Curtis Samuel was going like eight rounds later last year. Wow, Trey Benson going before Javonte Williams, Sean. That's pretty wild.
Oh my God!
All my other Green Bay receivers are going now. How am I supposed to triple stack? How am I supposed to triple Portland
Romeo Dubs? You missed out on Ryan.
I want Bo Melton.
Bo Melton's in my fucking. I love Bo Melton.
Shout out Rutgers. Let's see. I got one quarterback, two running backs, four receivers, one tight end. Probably need to be looking running back. This is a tough range for me because I do kind of need a receiver.
Jared Goff just went. Andrew Robbs on the clock. Let's look at Andrew's team here. It's got Joe Burrow, Kyren Williams, David Montgomery. Let's see who else he's got. Just drafted Brian Robinson Jr. Ugh.
You hate that.
AJ Brown, DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, Christian Kirk, Brock Bowers is his tight end. Is the fantasy love as high for Brock Bowers as it was for Kyle Pitts? I feel like the fantasy community got a little embarrassed by Kyle Pitts, and they're dialing it back slightly.
Oh, no, they're going right back to that well.
Really?
Oh, they're so excited. Have you not heard people talk about Kyle Pitts this year, Sean?
Oh, Kyle Pitts, they're still hanging around. I'm just saying, I feel like the fantasy boner for Brock Bowers is slightly subdued because
it's the opposite. They're like, people will try to say, look what happened to Kyle Pitts, but Brock Bowers is different. And it's like, oh my God.
Who drafted Josh Downs?
Here we are. This Jiggy John, he's all up in both our asses at the same time. Trevor Lawrence, you think he's value all the way down here, Sean?
I don't know. Doesn't get you a lot of rushing touchdowns. They lost Calvin Ridley.
Takes Myers right out of my queue. Was going to pair him with Devontae Adams.
Brown is my massive upside guy.
Oh, see, they signed Zach Moss.
Yeah. Don't care.
Oh, I love
I watch Chase Brown run.
Dude, but Zach Moss is definitely going to be I think Brown is going to be a fun gimmick player, but he's not going to get the volume.
Yeah. I want boom bust in best ball. You're drafting for a managed league run.
Oh, I want the touchdowns for the Bengals offense. Zach Moss is going to be getting those.
No. You need explosive games.
I mean, you should. There's no way Zach Moss should be going after Chase Brown. Whichever donkey took Chase Brown. I now have
I'm the donkey.
I know. Jordan Love with four running backs, four receivers, and a tight end. I totally cooled off on receivers. Have not taken one since the sixth round, Sean. I think that's fine. I'll get back to it. Like my running backs now, though. Like's not strong enough. Love. What's your take on Nick Chubb? Andrew Robb just took him. I did a little medical research on him for another draft. I don't think he's going to be on the pup. Are you drafting him?
Who? Sorry.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
He's on the pup. I think he's on the pup. So week seven's the best you're seeing there.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep waiting until he drops even more. I had a couple shares of him early, but
I think he's not drop. I think he's done dropping. Maybe not. Maybe when they announce stuff officially. Oh boy, Ladd McConkey. You want to talk about it? He gets drafted by the Eagles. Does he become a local hero?
I don't see Eagles drafting Vince Papale.
Oh, come on. The name, it fits.
Khalil Shakir went.
Yeah. I like that pick. Two rounds after Curtis. One round. Oh, he's the guy who has Josh Allen. So that explains the Curtis Samuel pick. John, we were making fun of it earlier. Now we seem like donkeys.
What?
He has Josh Allen. So he has a
Curtis. No, but I said, would you take Curtis Samuel over Khalil Shakir?
No, but he got both of them. So,
right. No, I'm just saying I mean, whatever, it worked out for him, but I still think Shakir to me is more interesting in best ball than Curtis Samuel.
Herbert over Herbert went after Tua.
I mean, it's cause Herbert has no receivers right now.
Oh, poor.
And they're going to draft a running back.
What do you do about Herbert? I don't, I'm going to have to start drafting Herbert. This is getting out of hand. This is like Aaron Rodgers treatment. 10th round, end of the 10th.
Beezer Pick says, I hate that even in April, I think I have the $1 million team.
I don't think this is $1 million pool.
2 million in prizes though.
Maybe it is million.
No, a lot of run on, what do we got? Four rookies.
$200K in first. I don't think Jalen Wright. I definitely think you want to take Blake Corum over Jalen Wright, in my opinion. But I don't know if you want to take either of those guys over people that are out there available. There's a couple running backs in particular that I definitely would not have taken.
Gabe Davis.
I want nothing to do with Gabe Davis. I don't understand people getting any sort of appeal with Gabe Davis.
I guess if you have Trevor Lawrence, which Andrew Robb just drafted. Kramer, you're on the clock.
I think I need to take a receiver here. We'll fire on a rookie. Fastest GPS speed through the gauntlet.
Shahid. Give me Rashid Shahid. Always
system play.
Best
such
ball
a system
stud.
Play. That was a dead up system play. Oh man, what do I do here? I did say I wanted to.
Jiggy John.
Yeah, Jiggy John
sounds like a sandwich place.
He's been up our ass, big time.
Jerome Ford.
Big time up our ass.
Are you taking Luke Musgrave, Ryan?
I was thinking about it because I do think I'd probably have to take him now.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to take
Tucker Kraft isn't horrible, but
I'd probably rather who do you think's more popular?
Oh, Luke Musgrave probably.
You know me. I like to go the opposite direction.
Jahan Dotson I took. I think he I mean, you know, if they do a little bit with that offense. I mean, Ron Rivera not being involved with the offense, I think has to be a plus. And maybe bad for their defense. Like they could be an interesting, you know, obviously they're taking Jaden Daniels now, it seems. I guess ask Andrew Robb, have you ordered your Jaden Daniels jersey yet? Like Adam Schefter told you.
He's probably excited for it.
Damani is saying I downloaded Dominic the Donkey because of you guys.
Yeah, no. You're welcome. Get on.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
It's great to just imagine them like checking their Spotify numbers. They're like, wow, nice uptick. 15 saves last week. What are we doing out of Christmas season? People are listening to Dominic the Donkey.
I need to make a,
he is the Italian Christmas donkey.
I think you can make a playlist public. We should just make a SGP hits.
Oh,
put the cover of the point spread song in there. Get Dominic the Donkey. I'm not sure if we have any other hits yet, but. How many receivers are you trying to get? Remember, we got an extra couple rounds. I only have five. I need more. Jerry Jeudy, almost took him. Any interest in Jerry Jeudy this year? I'm kind of not interested. I like Njoku better, Cooper better. There's too many guys on the Browns I like. Zach Charbonnet. That was the debate right there. Didn't go Charbonnet. Went Musgrave. All my Packers are going now, Sean. This is horrible.
Dontavian Wicks. Bo Melton's got to be still available, right?
Yeah, he is. He's
I might draft him.
He's going undrafted, I believe.
Really?
Or close to it. Yeah. I think he might not be on the field a ton.
Darnell Mooney, we in on him?
Well, Sure. I would rather bet on Darnell Mooney here than Kyle Pitts or Drake London, probably. But there's another Falcon. Oh no, I'm sorry. That save that for the Bills. I was just gonna about to get happy about Mac Hollins.
Oh yeah. Can't wait to stack him.
Are you done taking quarterbacks then? You're just going two?
No, I might get a third one. I don't know. What do you think? Do you need that third quarterback?
Anthony Richardson gets hurt a lot.
It's true.
I think with the extra rounds, I would feel better with with your build. I would probably, although that someone would probably say you're fucked anyway. I guess who's left? Like, are you interested in the there's a couple guys you like. Daniel Jones still available.
Are you drafting? What would you be? Ryan, would there be a bigger, maybe we can ask the people at Underdog to run the numbers, bigger personal drop in ownership share than your ownership drop of Daniel Jones from last year?
Are we talking Best Ball Mania?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of time between now and then, and he is going to be healthy for training camp. I don't know. He will be in competition.
And what did you have last year? 80% or something.
It was like 50%.
So now what would you project your Daniel Jones?
You know, I didn't take a bath considering I had the ownership I did of Dan Jones. That's how good I am. It's all about structure. I like how you brought that up for me to turn it into a positive.
Yeah. Setting you up.
Marshawn Lloyd. He's the guy I would be, if I'm taking a rookie running back, circle Marshawn Lloyd. He's going to be catching passes his rookie year. He's probably my favorite rookie value. I mean, Brooks went in round 10, Jalen Wright, Blake Corum, round 11, Trey Benson, round 9, Marshawn Lloyd, round 13. Braylon Allen, don't like him as much as Marshawn. Marshawn Lloyd, maybe my favorite after Trey Benson, but I mean, we're talking four rounds apart. No thanks. Oh, who took Matt Stafford? You have two quarterbacks. I have you fucking.
This is a rare occurrence where you wait on quarterbacks and then you end up with shitty quarterbacks.
Oh man, what are they doing? I got Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. This team sucks.
Yeah, why don't you like? Don't you like getting your stacks in order, Ryan?
People, you guys forget what Adam Thielen did last year.
He was in my queue.
What are we doing? And I'm slow, you know, just in case, because I'm running short on quarterbacks. Now I can do a little Bryce Young pivot.
In fantasy? Oh my God, Ryan. That is one of your worst takes.
You want to have some exposure. No, I haven't drafted him yet. I'm just saying now I have
good reason.
Yeah, he's not very good. Does he finish the year?
As the quarterback? No.
Yeah. No, as the fucking cheerleader. Yeah, as the quarterback. Oh, you didn't stack Aaron Rodgers with Garrett Wilson.
It's considering it.
When is it time to fire the Deshaun Watson bullet? Never, right?
Man, you just hate quarterbacks.
What do you mean?
You're like Colby.
I only have one. Do I need another one? I don't think I go quarterback here, though. I think there's a lot of. How much time do I have left?
Should get Tucker Kraft. Although you already have Musgrave.
Yeah, I have Musgrave. I need to pick up more receivers. Treylon Burks. Now I can go star Will Levis. You know what your problem is? You're not willing to bargain shop on some of these really, really great quarterback prospects. I mean, there are still at least 7-8 draftable guys. And I have MVP candidate Jordan Love.
Jaleel McLaughlin is a good draft here late. Running back Andrew picked up.
I don't know. I mean,
considering the 14th round,
Peyton liked him last year.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be discarded this year though.
Oh, anything's possible, but in the 14th round,
I think Devontae and P Ryan are safe. I mean, we'll see. Great pick.
Surprised you didn't draft Roschon Johnson.
Christ.
Love that guy. Really, Khalil really Herbert
up his ass. Kendre Miller. Great pick. Great pick.
It's also Mike Q.
Great pick. It is, yeah, important to say someone good is in your queue. Oh boy. I see some giant stacks available. That's
wow. This late. They're still free, huh?
They're still available.
Sean Watson did go, Ryan.
Well, what happens this year? What happens when he gets hurt this year and he doesn't want to play through an injury because he's a fucking pussy and he doesn't have his massage therapist anymore?
His pipes will be clogged.
Just sit up in the suite like a pompous bitch. Who's in on him? Are you hearing a lot of people that are in on him? I just don't get like what's the value? You can get out of the contract. We did the research. It was less dead money than Russ somehow, which is impressive. The guaranteed aspect helped in that regard. No Browns fans are excited. I guess there are some are cautiously optimistic. But he's not going to be good. How are we feeling about Antonio Gibson this year? Signed with the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of there.
I like him.
Still have Zeke.
To me, he's the what you were saying about Jaleel McLaughlin. That's this Antonio. I mean, they might suck, dude. And there might be check down Charlie. Who do you think that's going to be? You don't sign Antonio Gibson if you're happy with Ramondre's pass catching work.
It's true.
And Antonio Red, it's no surprise a red shield got him, Sean. No surprise. All right. So I think what do you need? One quarterback, four running backs, seven receivers, two tight ends. Probably need at least one more quarterback.
No, one's fine.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Khalil Herbert goes. I mean, why draft a quarterback now at this point? What are you worried? You're worried Geno Smith's going to get away from you, Ryan? Derek Carr, Bryce Young. I mean, you like JJ McCarthy. I think he's a prime fantasy asset. Daniel Jones will be ready.
It seems like he's going to be ready. That's what I'm hearing.
You're going to be excited.
Will Levis, this fuck. I just took Treylon Burks. The only reason I would be doing that is to take Will Levis. It's very frustrating to get players.
It is funny that Justin Fields is getting drafted higher than Russell Wilson. I don't disagree with it either.
Well, I mean, at this point in the draft, why wouldn't you take him first?
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you're taking him, you're doing so because you're pairing him with like you're just kicking a. Who do you think starts? I mean, don't you think there's a better chance that Justin Fields starts?
Week one? No.
Who starts more games?
I would still say Russ, but who could be starting during the fantasy playoffs? And just going nuts running the ball. Yeah, it's definitely Justin Fields.
I'm going to take Justin Fields.
Elijah Moore is way too late, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have no take on him. Jerry Jeudy coming to town obviously fucks with his shit. He's also, I mean, you have to put, he's got like the warning check mark next to him because he's already been run out of town by one franchise. Doesn't play well with others.
Doesn't that scare you off Stephon Diggs?
Diggs is a dog.
Is he?
More so than Elijah Moore. Yeah. Well, 100%. Diggs has done stuff in the league.
It's true. But I don't know. The fact that you get traded twice in your prime is a red flag. In my opinion. All right. I'm back in on Chig.
All right. So what do we do? Not a lot of stuff going on here. This part of the draft. How are we feeling about, all right, you know what? Let's take a giant. We'll take a little Jalen Hyatt just in case. Now I can throw Dan Jones in this team as well if I need to. Although Jalen Hyatt next to Marvin Harrison, maybe Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. Or maybe Drake May's throwing him the ball. It's gonna be nice. Eight receivers now. Eight receivers, Sean. How many do you have?
Let's see. I don't think I have eight.
Not enough.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 receivers, 3 tight ends, 2 quarterbacks, only 4 running backs. I need some late round running backs.
Okay. Who is it?
Zeke.
Oh no. You can't. He might actually be on the Cowboys.
No.
You can't end up with him on the Cowboys. That's too high of a risk.
Israel Bonaconda.
Oh, we love Israel. I was just looking at the running backs.
Kenny Gainwell is crazy.
You have to take him, right? At this value?
I mean, I already have Saquon, so.
Yeah. And using your own words, Saquon can't stay healthy.
Right, but in this scenario, I need Saquon to stay healthy.
Yeah, but
right.
You're in the fucking 17th round, Sean.
Yeah. Wow, Dalvin Cook, how the mighty have fallen, huh?
It is wild. I almost took Keaton Mitchell. He was fun for like a game, but he popped his ACL.
Ronnie Rivers.
Oh, Ronnie Rivers, one of the few poker players with Calais Campbell, maybe one other guy with six-figure poker scores. I think Ronnie Rivers has like a $200,000 cash. Let me Google this.
Yeah, he hit some sort of bonus.
No. He played. No. He was playing. Oh no, three card. He was a three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He hit. It wasn't a.
It wasn't playing cards at all.
Yeah, no, three cards.
I mean, it's not poker though.
Yeah. Corley, Estime.
Yeah, he won a. I have $514,000 jackpot. Well, that's great. Yeah, he's the thumper from Notre Dame. I mean, to me, he's not going to be good. I would stay away from him. He's like AJ Dillon. You want to draft another AJ Dillon? You don't want to draft another AJ Dillon.
Do I want AJ Dillon? No.
No, that's who he is. Audric Esteem.
Andrew Robb saying Damian Pierce is an interesting late round grab. I mean, yeah, because
if he's on the team.
No, I think he's more interesting if he's not.
Someone else picks him up.
Yeah, because I just don't think he's a good fit for that offense.
I don't know. What a crazy career arc he had.
What do you mean? He's had 2 years.
Yeah, he was so exciting and then he went like completely written off.
Yeah, because they changed their whole style of offense.
No, I know. It's just interesting to see someone go from being really good to really not good. Just because the blocking scheme changes.
JJ McCarthy.
Oh, is it time?
I don't know why you would draft him.
Let's see. Really? He's going to start, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, they start Daniel Jones first 5-6 weeks, then McCarthy later on.
Oh, wow. So you think he's going to the Giants? Any chance Sam Howell starting for the Seahawks this year?
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't know if he has upside that he's worth drafting in best ball though, but.
Do you think I need more than Jordan Love and Justin Fields for quarterbacks? Think I got enough.
You're good.
All right.
What do we like? Do we like
Michael? Who are the Raiders trotting out there?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Aiden O'Connell. I mean, you're probably better off taking Gardner Minshew. At least you'll have a starting quarterback.
Is he the starter?
Yeah. Yeah, they paid him way too much not to start him.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's definitely going to get the first chance to start. Tucker Kraft. Wow, you drafted two Packers. Yeah,
you got to mix up your lineups, guys. Got to have different lineups. You don't think they're going to run a lot of 12 personnel? That's the point.
Yeah, but are they both going to score for you in best ball?
No, that's what it's a three-man weave. I got Kelsey. Okay. I didn't need to spend a ton on my other tight end. Got Kelsey out there.
I'd like to see Andrew Robb is drafting two tight ends from the same team plus EV.
What does he know about EV? What the fuck does this guy know?
Ronnie Rivers or Kenny Gainwell, Ryan? I guess I'll go with Kenny Gainwell.
I would probably go Ronnie Rivers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was just saying that because I was going to take.
Kind of want to have a couple shares of Ronnie Rivers.
Unless you're going to let me take Gainwell.
Sure.
I fooled you twice in the same draft.
No, I was.
Fooled you twice.
What?
Oh, man. Barkley can't stay healthy. Kareem Hunt, what's your take on him this year?
This is his year.
Yeah. Jeff Wilson Jr. I don't actually know if he's under contract. Let me look it up. Because he's one of those Dolphins guys that they just hate on. Are they drafting a guy? Or is it just going to be Achen and Mostert? Not under. Oh, he is under contract. Jeff Wilson will be on the Dolphins this year. Yeah, they could cut him, but it wouldn't save him anything.
No.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Oof, what quarterback do I take? Oh, this is the guy you got to circle, Sean.
Yeah.
We're getting excited about Ben Snott. Kansas State, go watch the highlights, Sean. He's a real tight end. He's probably going to be playing for the Giants. So get excited. Deonta Foreman on the Browns. Thoughts? Jerome Ford also there. South Dakota State's Pierre Strong also there.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. It feels like it's a bit of a shit show, but I don't hate Deonta Foreman as a guy.
I would hope you wouldn't. I think he could be the guy early in the season. Every time he gets opportunity, he puts up points. We'll see if he gets the opportunity. He's kind of different than the other guys. Right? I mean, Ford was a little bit more of a bounce it outside kind of guy. He's
definitely a good guy to have this late. Trey Sermon's available.
Ooh, Trey Sermon. Remember him?
Speaking of Trey.
Was he on the Eagles recently? Was it 2 years ago?
It was last year. Oof. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Oof. You kept saying he was going to make the team.
The ghost of Trey Sermon.
Trey Lance, though. I saw Cyril in the chat. When will you be calling for Trey Lance as your starter?
That's a good, I should draft him. That's a great call. What about Chargers starting quarterback Easton Stick? He's available. You think Gardner Minshew's starting? What, like, who are the Raiders actually starting?
Gardner Minshew. Why are we having this debate?
You think they signed him to start him?
Yes. Are you joking?
Yeah, like, you don't think they're going to draft a quarterback?
Oh, I don't.
You think when they signed Gardner Minshew that it was with the intent to start?
Do you think they're taking someone in the first round?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe Antonio Pierce wants a guy that can just hand the ball off. I mean,
no, they paid Gardner Minshew. They're planning on starting Gardner Minshew,
but they're paying him backup money.
Yeah, they're not committed to him long term. Aiden O'Connell, you know, he's going to be on a short leash. Maybe they draft someone in the second or third round. I'd be pretty surprised if they draft a quarterback in the first round and that he beats him out to start week one.
So you think Gardner Minshew is going to be starting with Devontae Adams this year?
Week one, the year. No, not the entire year. I do think he's going to start week one.
You think they're going to draft like a Bo Nix? Maybe a Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Raiders.
Jameis Winston is available. He might be a great stack with Elijah Moore. Putting that out there. You want to build different teams, Sean. Different teams.
Okay.
Oh, Jameis goes, this fucking guy. I really hope Jameis has success in Cleveland.
Taysom Hill worth taking as a quarterback?
No.
No.
You can't, right?
I don't know. We don't even know bye weeks, Ryan.
No, you can't. I still don't have a second quarterback. Who's out there? Who panics? Is Sam Darnold starting for the Vikings?
You have two quarterbacks.
Yeah. Justin Fields is one of them.
Oh, okay.
All right. You know what? You've talked me into it. Gardner Minshew got Devontae Adams. Will he score any weeks for me this year? Gardner Minshew. Over under a half week score.
On this roster?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because I mean, Justin Fields won't be starting, and then Jordan Love might have a bad game. So yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah. Considering how bad your quarterbacks are, yes.
Is Sam Darnold starting this year?
Yeah, I think most of these guys, well, we'll see what the Vikings end up doing.
All right, we got one more round. Lock in.
Josh Reynolds. Broncos paid him $14 million.
What's your take on Rondale Moore getting traded to the Falcons? They went and acquired him.
I don't know. A lot of talent there in Atlanta, Ryan. Super team.
All right. Do I go four tight ends? No. I said I was going to draft Bo Melton. I draft Bo Melton. That's the draft. Jordan Love, Justin Fields, Gardner Minshew. I hope you're paying attention. This one could win it all. Kenneth Walker III, Najee Harris, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, Kenny Gainwell, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Jaden Reed, Keon Coleman, Adam Thielen, Treylon Burks, Jalen Hyatt, Bo Melton, Travis Kelce, and Musgrave and Tucker Kraft. Thank you.
My roster, Ryan, Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson, running back, Saquon Barkley.
So much beef.
Jalen Warren, Zamir White, Chase Brown, Israel Abanaconda, Ronnie Rivers. Receivers, Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley, Rashid Shaheed, Jahan Dotson, DeMario Pop, Douglas, Elijah Moore, Alec Pierce, Josh Reynolds, tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Michael Mayer, and Chigozim Okonkwo.
You're going to need to rely on the ground game.
Yeah.
I'd say you're going to need to have a receiver or two pop for you.
It's a rushing based line.
I would just, yeah, I would say you're a little shallow on the, how many total receivers you got? Six only? What? Maybe seven?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
All right. Well,
so
may the odds be in your favor.
Yes. Oh Lord, please help me cover the spread. Hey, we got NBA playoffs coming up. A little NHL talk. All that and more. And get in on the old fashioned football contest. Get you some autographed gear, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. /OFF contest.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the money green. He's Ryan.
And NFL draft talk.
Kramer. Let it ride.